وسلام على رسله الذين اصطفى وعلى خاتمهم محمد المجتبى وعلى آله وصحبه أئمة الهدى ومن بهم اقتدى فاهتدى. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Respected ulama, Honorable Mufti Ismail Musa Menk, members of the executive of the Muslim Judicial Council, members of the Imara, the honorable parents of the two young sisters and ladies who have graduated here this evening, ladies and gentlemen, elders, brothers and sisters, and honorable students. I guarantee you that I will not be too long because it is a challenging affair that kept our emotions for the last 45 minutes, and perhaps maybe after such tense moments, the muscles need to be relaxed, and I suspect there's some good food on its way. But if you bear with me with another 2-3 minutes, I will be short. Every time that the mosque in Cape Town is inaugurated and opened, we have reason to celebrate the vision of a great lady by the name of Sarki van der Kaap. And I think it is time that the Muslim community dedicate an occasion and declare this lady the first lady of the Muslim community. And every time when a mosque is open, we celebrate the deep vision of Sarki van der Kaap. A lady who never graduated from the School of Economics at UCT. Neither did she graduate from UWC in the law faculty. But she understood the deep vision. She understood that in her unselfish and a generous contribution to the waqf property of the Awwal Masjid, that on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah, the scales of Sarki van der Kaap will qualify her ticket into Jannah, inshaAllah. From Sarki van der Kaap, when we listen this evening to this young lady, Abida, we are compelled to journey our history. And every time that we celebrate the abilities of our young children, we have to ask the colonial masters of yesteryear and the apartheid regime of yesteryear, when will you ever learn? Indeed, they never learn. Our history tells us that every time that when we listen to the young lady who have recited Abida, we celebrate the deep vision of Sarki van der Kaap. And from Sarki van der Kaap to Hafidha Muallima Aisha Siris is a long history to journey in celebration of the deep vision of a lady. And when we listen to Sheikh Abdurrahman Sadim, in fact, it was barely a week ago when we listened to the Sheikh at the Masjid of Sheikh Ibrahim. And every time that we listen to Sheikh Abdurrahman, we listen to the maturity of the voice. But again, in the recitation of Sheikh Abdurrahman, there's not only the beauty of the voice, but also politically and historically today, we can tell the political masters of yesteryear, you incarcerated Tuanguru on Robben Island, and tonight, from Robben Island to Skarkraal, we celebrate the recitation of the melodious voices of the Quran. At the time that the colonial masters wanted to kill the growth of the Quran, Tuanguru incarcerated for approximately 14 years on Robben Island. Can you imagine for a moment how did Tuanguru recite the Quran. He recited the Quran whilst under incarceration. Between the tiny four walls of his prison cell, there was no audience. But there was sabr and there was foresight. Because one day there will be an occasion that we will have the likes of Sheikh Abdurrahman, who will read the Quran in the most melodious voice between the history that we journeyed from slavery to freedom, from Robben Island to Scarborough. We take our history for granted. And sometimes we take ourselves for granted. And we don't attach enough pride to our history. Allow me to make a very nasty example. I've been asking the community for the last 2 weeks, when we witnessed the ceremony of Michael Jackson, I was impressed with the reverend that spoke at Jackson's ceremony. But if people can celebrate Michael Jackson and remember him for his moonwalk, even though he never reached the moon, if we can celebrate the character of people in the music world, why can't we celebrate the dignity and the honor of the Quran? I think this community has a problem. We seem not to identify abilities and leadership in our community. And strange enough, a lot of things in our community was achieved by individual people. When you talk about the masajid in Cape Town, 150 masajid, you have to talk about the individual vision of Sarti van der Kaap. If you talk about liberation in the Quran and the preservation of the Quran, you have to talk about Tuam Guru. If you have to talk about the father of Islam and resistance against the colonial masters, you have to talk about Tuam Yusuf. And so you can journey the names of individuals and will find that this community will do themselves proud if only we have one occasion where we celebrate the achievements of individual people that brought us to where we are tonight. We celebrate the success of Darul Furqan, the success of the two ladies. Can you imagine that this is an unstoppable movement? I, myself, and Sheikh Ibrahim returned approximately a week ago from the Middle East. In one of the meetings in Istanbul under the auspices of Sheikh Yusuf Bardawi, the representative of the International Union for the Muslim Scholars, of which we are members, from the Gaza stood up and he gave a report on the Gaza. He said, I want the world to know that the people in the Gaza is now more equipped to handle the Israelis. We are now more powerful than prior to the 22-day war against us. And I must tell you that for a moment I thought that he was talking of the ability that they have enhanced, the Katusha rockets or the Qassam rockets. And then to our great surprise, with great dynamism, the man said, our preparation to challenge the Zionists is more of our children and people are becoming Hafidhul Quran in the Gaza. فَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ The Zionists have spent the last 60 years in trying to confuse the minds of weak souls in the Muslim Ummah. Weak souls even amongst Palestinians, except for those that Sheikh Hassan described that the Quran have become part of their blood. And so our congratulations tonight to Muallima Aisha after 10 years of strife. Now, Jamaat al-Muslimin, if we have seen the caliber here tonight, and we see the exhibition of ulama and your beautiful faces here, I am sure that when we see value, an Afrikaans sailor, a mens moet jou geld se daar wat jou mond is. Ons wil hê ons kinders moet goed leer that we don't want to put our money where our deen is. Hafiz students always have to go for the crumbs. Imams and ulama always have to go for the crumbs. The imbalances in our communities must be challenged. We build mosques and we beautify the domes and the minarets that cannot defend Islam. Show me in the entire history of Islam where a beautiful dome ever defended Islam. In fact, in the painful history of Andalus in Spain, many masajid were turned into something else. 1 million rand on the minaret and 2 million rand on the mosque carpet. But the same budget is not spent for the mind that must make sujood on the carpet. And so we have to engage the list of priorities and say that the prestige tonight belongs to all of us, and that we will begin to seriously spend our money so that institutions who produce for faith must not begin to speculate on the 25th of every month. Will everybody be there to pay their dues so that the school can function? And under an economic crisis today, many business institutions have to think about closing business. Hafiz schools and madrasas and masajids have been going through an economic crisis for the last 300 years. And it has never closed. And it will never close. لِأَنَّ فِيهِ الْبَرَكَةِ Because we survive on the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray that this institute will grow from strength to strength, inshallah. And the seed that has been planted on the eve of the 10th anniversary will produce more hafidat, inshallah, so that the future of this ummah will be well protected and well safeguarded, inshallah. Shakar Allahu juhudakum. Allah reward us all and all our du'as for the success of Darul Furqan, lit-tahfidh al-Quran, lil-balagh. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala.